Welcome to Visible by Numbers with your host, Allison Bachman.
Hello, everyone. I hope everyone is doing well this evening. This is Allison, and thank you so much for being with us this evening on BBS Radio. And speaking of BBS Radio, I've had a little bit of extra time lately to listen to some of the shows being aired on BBS, and I got to tell you, there's some fantastic hosts doing a great job of bringing you some pretty exceptional programming. There are so many topics on the subject of spirituality, and just about anything else you can think of. I guess it's like the BBS logo says, if it's not mainstream, it's on BBS. So hats off to BBS, and I got to say, it's a blessing for me to be here with you guys each and every week. Thanks, Don, and thanks to all the fabulous hosts on BBS. And I got to tell you, on Visible by Numbers this evening, I've got a pretty exciting show for you. You know, as I was thinking about the December programming for the show, I thought about how difficult it is during the holidays and how difficult it can be for someone who has experienced the loss of a loved one. And the idea came to me to schedule in as guests in December some really fine mediums in hope that perhaps some of you might receive some comfort and encouragement from the messages given. And receiving a message from Spirit might make your holiday season just a little bit easier. And I have a wonderful medium as my guest this evening. And after a little bit of an introduction here, we'll be taking your calls and doing live readings on air, so please stay with us. Now, my guest this evening is Teresa Roba. She's a spiritual psychic medium. And I could tell you all about her, but I got to tell you, she's got such a delightful personality, and she's so energetic. I think you might just enjoy hearing that from her. So just join me as I welcome Teresa Roba to Visible by Numbers. Hi, Teresa, you with me?
Yeah, I'm here. Nice to meet everybody.
Well, listen, you know, I'm going to make you do the work. Because, you know, when people connect to you, your voice, your energy, you know, maybe you tell your story about how did you get here? How did you get to be a medium?
Well, I have a little spiel that I say in between each reading to start things off. And I got guided to actually give the information of how I got my gift before each session, because I feel it's important to talk about the origin. How does a regular household mother, soccer mom, become, you know, this dedicated 5 days a week, full-time, connecting with the afterlife to everybody and for everybody? And all my days off, I do it free for people that have lost children. So I'm really in it every day, and I've been doing it now for 9 years, and my heart is just screaming to be able to offer more. So hopefully in January of 2008, I'm going to start a campaign to actually raise money for a healing center, and we're going to be able to offer just so much more for everybody on all kinds of a spiritual healing level. And but the real key message is that we're all still connected and that we really are a spirit having a human experience, and that we are spirit connecting to spirit when we want to connect with those that have crossed over, and that we do have this connection that we're connecting to each other down here all the time. We can have these flashes in our mind's eye of friends that we haven't spoke to in a long time. I just had this happen today. I was talking to one of my friends today in California, and I'm here on the East Coast, and it was because she had seen me on Montel and thought of me and wanted to call and talk to me. And I haven't talked to her in years, and she was my best friend growing up. And I had been thinking of her. Her father that has passed came in and was kind of like hanging around for over a month now. And it all made sense when I got the phone call from her. So we have that strong connection down here that I believe we have all these cords that come from the heart and go to other people's hearts. I believe the bigger ones are definitely connected to our spouses, our family members, especially our children, best friends. I always say there's a pieces of spaghetti that go out to the people that we, you know, still love that we've lost touch with people we've gone to school with, but we just don't, you know, haven't talked to them in a long time, but just every now and then wonder how their life has gone. But we're still connected. Yeah. And I believe that cord is heightened spiritually when the spirit itself transcends out of the body and enters into the realm of the spirit world, which is overlaying this world. It's not real far away past all the clouds into the afterlife. But just to wrap up a story that I usually do say in the beginning of every session of how I got my gift, because it usually goes on for a little bit. I'll make it short for the people that want to get anxious to get read. When I was little, I used to see Jesus, and I used to see him and talk to him. He would talk to me. I talked to him. He talked back to me. I would see Our Lady. I would have, say, apparitions. Figures appear to me that were translucent. I could see through them. Sometimes they were solid, and I thought everybody could do this. I also had a drawing talent that I thought everybody could do. And then when I got to first grade, I noticed that I was a little different, and I was very shy and quiet, believe it or not. I always joke around and say, I'm making up for it now. With my ability to talk, I never shut up. And I believe that's why God gave me the gift. She never shuts up, and her mind is so clear. We could go come through and be heard so perfectly.
Right.
But what happened was, I'm Italian-Irish, so of course, what a shock, I went to Catholic school.
Yeah.
And the nuns, I had all nuns back then, and mm-hmm. I thought, well, they'll understand. So I shared my experience with them, and I got a big kind of like a lecture on how God answers us in many ways. So again, I let it go. I decided to become a nun. I had the flying nun, Sister Patril, on you know, TV. And make a long story short, I'm happily married 27 years. I've got three beautiful children in their 20s and mid-20s. I'm a proud grandmother for the first time just a few months ago on St. Padre Pio's birthday. And, you know, what happened, Teresa, I thought you used to put that towel on your head and twist it and turn it and pretend to be Sister Teresa. What happened? And the answer to that is Donny Osmond, Vinnie Barbarino, John Travolta, and Tom Jones changed my mind, okay? So I'm weak, okay? And after, like, in the early 90s, I actually met someone that pulled me back into time. I took 3 years of Spanish. I started speaking French. I started having these flashes and knowings of the 1600s in Paris and France of Louis the 14th, which I never even heard of. I must have been absent that day learning it in school. And I pushed it away for 4 years. I thought it was a bunch of crap. Mm-hmm. But then it wasn't leaving me, so I decided to join it instead of fight it. I took every spiritual class, chakras, dream analysis, past life regression. I became a Reiki 3. I just hungered for that spiritual home or that joy that I was connecting to. I wanted it more. And learned meditation, of course, and all that stuff. And what happened is I met my spirit guide. He guided me a lot. And I got drawn to a shrine near on the East Coast here in Pennsylvania. It's called Our Lady Częstochowa. And I got drawn there for a good 10 years. I started having apparitions of Our Lady again. Now, you got to understand, I had this as a child,
mm-hmm.
so it didn't scare me. It was
right.
I didn't even confuse me. I didn't think for an instant that I was nuts or anything. Mm-hmm. I always joke around and say, I didn't drink too much cough medicine. Everything was good. My husband didn't beat me. I mean, I had a good husband, good life. I ran a preschool called Teresa's Little People.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, my life was full. This didn't fit. You know, like, why? What is this? What does Our Lady want me to do? What's going on? And make a long story short, she came to me three times in apparition state. And the first time she came to me, I asked if I should tell a priest. And she said, not only will I tell you when to go tell someone, I will tell you who to tell. And that comforted me to let that aspect of it go. And she came to me crying. And she came to me in the blue and white. And the next time she came to me different to this day. I do not know why, other than to show herself in a different way that I would not know her and know that it's truly her,
mm-hmm.
all in white with a gold heart,
mm-hmm.
and again with the tears. And then the third time she came to me as Our Lady Częstochowa, which is dark-skinned.
Mm-hmm.
It's got the almond eyes and the jewels all around.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, will you do this for me? I knew that if I said no, she would love me just as much as if I said yes.
Mm-hmm.
This was going to change my life. I asked a few questions. I'm human, about pain, about my children, and I got all the right answers. I said yes. I had an energy enter my body. I call it an ecstasy. It's the only word I can come to describe it. The next day I was praying. This is the end of the story. I was praying at home, and I heard, open your eyes. I opened my eyes. A Franciscan monk with the sandals and the hood up standing right in front of me. And I thought, you know what? I've had Buddha. I've had Jesus. I've had everybody coming to me. Why not a Franciscan monk?
Why not?
I haven't had... Okay. And I really did experience the whole thing with St. Padre Pio, thinking he was an angel.
Mm-hmm.
Soon later, I found somebody that I could actually share the experience that I think would believe me. Not only did she believe me, but she knew him. And I started getting in touch with Vera Calandra out here on the East Coast, which at that time she was alive. She had a little shrine. Now she has a big shrine in Bartow, which I actively take people to. But back to when he came to me, he said in a very thick Italian accent, which I did not know one word he was saying. He said to me, I can't even do it like him, but I'm going to try. He said, my name is Pudge Buell. And I went, hmm? And he looked at me and said, my name is Padre, like Father, Pio. And he began to tell me that what Our Lady has asked of me, that he was going to be with me, protect me, that he's orchestrating everything. He was actually doing all the work, God through him, through me, and that all I had to do was listen to what Our Lady wanted me to do. Mm-hmm. And after that, I started having people wake me up in the foot of my bed. They were glowing. I was screaming. This didn't go well. Let's just say that. And that went on for weeks until I started seeing people come behind people. Like, I'd be in Walmart, or I'd go out to dinner with my husband.
Right.
And they'd be, you know, perpetually, repetitively coming to me. So, you know, here I am, nine years later, you know, doing it, loving it.
Right.
Well, I'll be on oxygen one day saying your father wants to tell you.
Well, I have to say, you know, I'm always going to look at things from the numerology standpoint. You know that I've done your chart, and I think I pretty much clearly, you know, told you that you really do have a lot of healer energy and a great deal of love. And I think the thing that I love about you is the wanting to be of service to others, and that in itself gives you a great deal of joy, and that very often.
Oh, absolutely.
That's the energy of the six, but you also have, you know, the number for your date of birth that pretty much states that you have an open connection to the spiritual realm. And what's really interesting is a lot of people that carry that energy, they have the paranormal experiences, or they see visions, but they sometimes doubt it, or they put it somewhere, like, what the heck was that? And they're like, you know, and they don't realize that they have this ability.
Yeah.
They think everybody else
I just didn't know where it fit. I never doubted it, but I didn't know what it, I didn't know what to do with it.
Right.
You know?
Right. And another thing I wanted to comment on that you were talking about, you know, when you were earlier in the conversation, you were talking about, like, what happens to us, like our cords to people, and how, you know, we may not realize it, but we're even doing this in our lives all the time. And I almost think that I my mind pre-sets my phone calls.
Right.
Because if I think of someone, they call. And I have a dear friend, and I have a certain time every day that I do my meditation. And I do a lot of gratitude and blessing and set the intention of that. And every time I get to where I'm blessing that girl, that phone rings. And it's like, no, I wasn't calling you. But every time I get to her in the meditation, it's like all of a sudden the phone rings and she goes, hi, I was just thinking of you. And I'm like,
right, so much
she
got pushed to call you.
Because
how many times do we think of people?
Yeah, and they call.
You know,
well,
it's like a slideshow. You get all these people.
To
but
me,
enough
it's
to
all
call you, that's a big pull.
Yeah, it's all the time with me. It's like I think of someone and the phone rings. And so what you're saying is so true for so many of us.
Well,
and
I think it's the energy, like you said. They get something out of being around your energy, and they must really want a big dose when they call you, because it's not only on that spiritual level, it's on the physical as well.
Right.
So they just love you.
I love anybody. I'm just blessed with a
but
lot of
you're
really
so right with saying a call. Like when you think of somebody, or you're sending a prayer out to God to bless it, and the energy ricochets down here and blesses the being itself.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you are doing a phone call. That's what I say all the time when I say, you know, there's two gifts God gave. God gave me this message of truth that there are two gifts that every soul receives when we exit the body. The first one is to be able to hear everything that we think down here, only connected to them. So when we think of them or we talk to them out loud or in our mind, it's a phone call. I always say there's a heart-to-heart, no drop calls, unlimited calling, family plan, from your heart to their heart until you don't need it anymore.
Right. Well,
you know?
Yeah.
And the second, since I'm opening this can of worms, I'll finish it up. The second gift that they get, the spirit, when you go into release from the body, which they actually get even before they enter the spirit world, they get it right here in the beginning, right away. Some people actually get it ahead of time because of coma or Alzheimer's. The second gift they get is the power to feel every drop of love inside of your heart and your soul for them. So this means that they know more than you do how much you love them.
Good. Well,
now, how healing is that to know?
That's nice.
You know, so the bad guy, he has no more power over someone listening right now because someone, whoever's hearing my voice that is struggling with this, you may not have been able to have a voice. They didn't have a voice. At the time of their departure, you didn't get to really step up and say how much they meant to you, and neither did they. But you need to learn right now, as you're hearing this, God bless this program that brings it to you, that they have a power to feel every drop of love inside of your heart and your soul for them. Anytime they want, they can actually mirror it and put it inside of them and sit back and, wow. And that means that they know more than you do how much you love them. They know more than you.
That's a wonderful stop right there. That's just an absolute wonderful message to give. Because as I said at the beginning of the show, you know, I was thinking about what could I do with my time on BBS. And knowing that this is a very difficult time for people who have lost their loved ones. And so that's a very powerful message to send out to anyone that's listening. What you just said, think about that, because you just, that was very profound. But I have to say, I didn't even give the numbers yet, but I think I heard a caller beep in, Teresa. So settle down, and let's see who's calling. Who's calling,
I don't know how to do that.
Okay.
Remember, I'm Italian and Irish.
I know, sweetie. Okay, who's calling?
Hi, my name is Joe.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
Calling from New York.
Well, Joe from New York, welcome to the show.
I love your accent.
We love it. Okay,
I have
I'm
a fast life
too.
There. We're half related.
We're all from New York. All right. So listen, Joe.
I enjoyed your story. I also experienced some apparitions, you know, about 8 or 9 years ago. And the way you describe it is the way it happened to me.
Wow.
Kind of translucent apparitions. And I would also get woken up at 4:44 in the morning or 3:33.
Oh, wow, that's angel time.
Yes, yes.
Do you have a question for Teresa, Joe?
Can I just read them, or is there any way? Because I'm getting a dad for you, Joe.
I'm sorry?
I'm getting your father big time.
Yeah, yep.
Your father. Now, if you have a brother who's also passed, too.
No, my father.
I know, but he's mentioning a brother. So I don't know if his brother is with him, but I want to say that he might have a brother with him because he keeps bringing up him and a brother. Okay?
We were like
and
brothers.
I don't know if he's John Joseph or there's a flip of your name up, but are you the baby or right before the baby
there,
of the
there
family?
There's a flip in our names, though. There's a flip in our names.
Are you the one right before the baby? Of the family?
No, I'm the oldest.
Hello?
I'm the oldest.
Oh, you're the oldest. Okay, are you one of four or five?
Well, I'm one of three.
You're one of three. Okay. Well, I would say the baby then. There might have been
The whole family was five.
Excuse me?
The family was five.
I know, but he's talking about the children. And there might have been a miscarriage. And he's talking about, like, I don't know who the third born is. But he's referencing that energy, like as if to get to him or to get to that child. Do you understand?
Okay.
Okay. Now, I don't know if you have your own business or your father did, but there's a very proud, you know, you're not a millionaire, but he's proud of you being a hardworking man. And I don't know if he had lung cancer or if he smoked, but there's a feeling of a lot of smoke coming in around him. Okay, he's pointing to his chest as a way of checking out.
Joe, is this making sense to you?
Yeah, well,
Hello?
He died suddenly. He passed suddenly.
I know. It was a fast passing. But he's talking about his chest. like either, I don't know if he smoked and it, that came about, or it's heart or lung connected.
Teresa,
right.
can I interject here just
sure.
for a moment? You just absolutely just got done describing someone in my family. I don't know if that's possible, but you right to the name. Everything you're saying is making
oh.
sense to me.
Wow.
Yeah, you right to the exact name. So
wow.
That's why I'm trying to interject here and see
okay.
if it makes sense to Joe, because I'm sitting here and I'm going,
that's
you
funny.
Know.
Okay, is he one of four or five?
Who, he? Yes, yes.
Okay, is he the one right before the baby?
Yes.
Oh, God.
And his name was John Joseph. So.
And I'm getting John Joseph.
That's his name.
And was it heart failure or lung disease?
It was
lung cancer?
Lung. Yeah, it was cancer, yeah.
Lung cancer, right?
Yeah. Right, my father was in an accident, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
Okay, then I'm getting, I'm reading
apparently.
Our host.
I'm sorry,
that's
Joe.
Fine.
I am so sorry, okay?
That's
I didn't mean
right.
to take your thunder.
Okay,
dear.
Why don't we get to your question, maybe?
Yeah, but
I never had two people on the line and one needs to get read, so this is going to be tricky.
I'm sorry.
But
no,
congratulations, Allison. You go. Well, he's doing fine, Allison.
Thank you, dear.
Well, what's the question?
I just related to your description of the...
the apparition, like a filtered?
Yes, I...
Yeah, but
I
did you ever get any of it were more flesh-like or more present? Because there's really a difference between a vision and an apparition. I tend to try and explain the fact that an apparition a lot of times could be in the flesh almost, and then a filtered effect where they're kind of made of all light, and you could literally kind of see through them, but it's almost like you want to say that, but they're really there, like all dimensions.
This is almost like
alive.
A hologram.
Yes.
What
like
I would say is like
I
a
said, yes, absolutely. Yeah, and it's because they're made of light. They usually come to you in the middle of the night because that's where they're going to show up. That's why
right.
like orbs are those balls of light that kind of float
yes,
around. And they speed up, and they're very fast, but they'll slow down to show up in pictures and all that, and they're made of light. But we don't...
I see those all the time also.
Yeah, but if you see them, Joe, they're actually... I want you to really know this. They're slowing down for you. They're going, ooh,
right.
he can see us. Well, let's slow down and do a dance for him and kind of go in and out. And don't they move around a lot? They'll kind of, like, zigzag around, like...
Right.
Like, you know, they don't fly straight. In other words, they go all over the place. If you ever see babies or dog follow them, it's a riot.
They're spirits or?
They're people. Yeah, that's a soul.
Right.
If you see a gold
right.
light or a colored light, that's another dimensional thing. That's another thing. I feel that's a holy presence.
Okay. Can I interject there
sure.
and just ask you? Because what I saw only once in my life, truly, was an absolute beautiful golden light.
Yeah.
Ball, a light.
Well, yep.
But it wasn't an orb. It was actually staying in one place in the room. It was as big as, I don't know, a dresser drawer. You know, it was
okay,
huge.
Okay, yeah, I was going to say like a cantaloupe.
It was really big, and it glowed, and it
yep.
was telepathically talking to me, but I didn't necessarily
mm-hmm.
have to say anything. Now, that would be something different.
That would not be a person so much as it would be like a spirit guide or an angel or
okay.
a saint.
All right,
not an angel, I'm sorry. Like a whole, it's a being of light, but it's more
light.
Sacred.
Mm-hmm.
It's more on a more enlightened level.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah,
right.
I wanted to say this real quick just in case someone who's listening might have experienced this.
Mm-hmm.
If you get woken up in the middle of the night and there's kind of like a fog in your room, and there's these little glistening lights. It's a cluster of angels.
How nice.
Isn't that amazing?
Mm.
Yeah.
Because sometimes, you know, we could be talking and we see a little flash of a little sparkle, maybe a couple feet in front of us in
mm-hmm.
midair.
Mm-hmm.
And go, wow, what was that? And I always joke around, if you see a lot of them, you're just about to pass out. But if you just see one, oh, angels, pretty, pretty colors.
Mm. Oh, nice.
Yeah, if it's just
Thank
one.
Thank you very much.
That
All right,
is
thank
an,
you, Joe, for calling. We
yeah,
really
that's
appreciate
an angel.
You. Okay, right. Teresa, hold on a second,
sure.
okay?
Oh, sure.
Okay, because what I'd like to do is give out the telephone numbers, okay?
Oh, sure.
And kind
okay.
of let everyone know it's okay to call in.
Okay.
Because they're usually very polite listeners. So my guest this evening is Teresa Roba. She's a spiritual psychic medium, and we will be taking your calls, answering your questions, and we'd love to hear from you. Our toll-free numbers are USA 877-876-7610.
5227. You can call toll-free from Canada, 888-815-9756, and you can call direct at 530-876-3222. Now, Teresa, you can go on and explain that a little bit more if you like about
okay.
the orbs.
Okay. Well, what I wanted to say also was that you're such a talent, Allison.
Mm-hmm.
Allison was nice enough to do my chart and give me a breakdown of numerology, which I've never experienced before. And it really was very touching, emotional. It connected to a lot of things that I've been through and kind of bridged a lot of kind of past in front of me of
mm-hmm.
what to expect. It was really such a gift, Allison.
Oh, well,
you're
thank
such
you so
a
much,
talent.
Lady. I appreciate that.
And I feel like it's such a blessing that you have this show and you're being able to enlighten people through what you've learned and
mm-hmm.
your gift. And I just wish you a lot of success. This is
well,
great.
Thank you. Well, the one thing I know for certain from my study of numerology is all things spiritual is confirmed through the knowledge in spiritual in numerology. Everything spiritual is confirmed. And I love it with the people such as yourself that have abilities. We all have abilities, trust me. They're written in the charts.
Right.
And it's, a lot of people have these experiences, and I come along and do their numerology, and I can give them an explanation, and I can even pinpoint exactly how they receive their information based on the numbers as well.
Wow.
And it's very, you know, it's really nice because sometimes people think they're crazy, and then I come along and say, no, you're not. You have this ability. And so I really appreciate you saying the kind things about, you know, what I do with numerology, but I love talking to people like yourself because you actually, everything about you, you're screaming the energy of your numbers, and I love that about you. But I got to tell you, I think I heard another beep.
Okay,
and
great.
And caller, I'm going to get right to you, but I just want to validate one more thing that you were saying earlier, Teresa. You were talking about John Joseph. He's talking about his brother, okay?
Mm-hmm.
John Joseph was not my father. He was my father's brother.
John
Joseph,
like a brother.
Right. My father has not been in my life since I was a very small child, and it was not necessarily a wonderful relationship there. And John Joseph always was the good one. And he always, many people have said that he watches over and protects us since his passing. So what you were saying there, I just wanted to validate for you that unfortunately for Joe, you were getting a lot of things on me, and I wanted to validate.
Right.
Okay, so now let's go to this caller. Who's calling, please?
Hi, Allison.
It's
Molly.
Hi, Molly. Molly, you're going to have to... Teresa, can you hear her okay?
No, not at all.
Oh,
Molly,
hi.
You're going to have to shout it out, okay?
Okay, I'll talk a little louder.
Hi,
there
Teresa.
We go. That's better, Molly.
Okay,
how
Molly.
You doing?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you folks tonight?
Oh, good. Are you a healer?
In a sort of a way.
Are
yes.
you in the medical field?
No.
No. Okay. Well, I just feel a healing energy, a mothering healing energy around you. So, is your husband passed?
Yes, he is.
Okay, because I get lover boy on the side.
And
he has been gone just a little bit, but enough to let you know that he's around. Hasn't he been active?
Yes, he has been.
He's an active spirit. Now, when I say active, I mean, like, you get the smells, you get the songs, you get the pennies dropping and the bluebirds and the cardinals, and you get that essence, that feeling of him being with you. Now, I don't know if you have a son, but he's bringing up either the boys or the son, and there's a feeling of being thank God crossed over. Okay, so he might have suffered right before he passed. Do you understand?
Oh, okay.
Okay, because he wants you to know that by the love of God, God took him early. God took him before either maybe the doctors knew or the doctor said he was going to pass.
Okay,
understand?
I understand that.
Okay,
because
I'm getting a merciful, thank God, over there, that God had mercy on my soul. He took me quick. So now I want to clear that up because I don't ever say that God takes us. What I mean by that is that, you know, we have a designated time of departure. He was experiencing his, and he was ready. So when he let go, God assisted him into heaven. Do you understand? Because God does not ever take anybody. He comes and assists us when we decide to check out.
Yes,
okay?
I understand.
Now,
he
was
actually...
he home when he passed?
Pardon me?
Was he home?
Yes, he was.
Thank you. Because there's this feeling of actually being around the girls or being around people, and I feel like he, you actually helped him cross over. There's a feeling of you somehow saying something or praying for him, but I do feel like he waited for everyone to leave the room.
Okay, I understand.
When
yes.
he passed.
Correct, yes.
Okay, now is there a May connection?
A May?
May, or the 5th of the month?
Yes, there is.
Okay, because now this is connected to your husband.
Oh, okay.
Okay, is this his passing or his birthday?
I'm not sure about with him. I know a May for somebody else in my family that's crossed over.
That's crossed over. Okay, well, is that your mother?
That's correct.
Okay, because I just got Mom. Sorry.
Hey,
I thought
okay.
I was still with him. I got Mom.
She was
I don't know if your
May.
Dad passed first, but there's a feeling of your mom being really strong, that she's the one that needs to get to you today. It's
oh,
great
okay.
to pick up on your husband. He loves you. He's helping you out financially. He has a dog with him even, okay?
Oh, okay.
But there's this feeling of, did your dad die young?
Yes, we had several of them, yes.
No, I'm sorry. Did your dad, your father, die
oh, my
first?
My dad, I'm sorry. No,
did he die
not,
first?
He did not die young.
Did he die first, though, before your mother?
Yes, he did.
Okay, was there a pretty big gap, like 10, 15 years between them?
Because
there's a feeling
yes,
of being alone,
yes.
your mom being independent, your mom having to rely on also the kids, and January, March, April. I don't know if April is connection to your dad or whatever, because I'm getting like your dad entering. So now I don't know if your dad exited quickly, because I feel like, believe it or not, there's closure there with you and your father, but I feel like he had a faster passing. But your mom, I feel like you're still grieving her. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, a little bit. Uh-huh.
Okay. Now, did she pass about four? Who's the one that passed 4 years ago?
My husband.
Your
about
husband.
3 years ago.
So he still wants you to know that he's here. I love him. He's there. I'm here. So, now, do you have three children?
We have two boys.
The boys? Okay. Is there a third?
No.
Did you lose one?
I did, personally, yes, before, yes.
Okay, because he's bringing up, I said, how many children did you have? And they will always acknowledge the miscarriage.
Oh, okay.
So there's a third, and he's saying hello to the boys, but he does want to bring up the girls as well, so I don't know if they're married, because he first said hello to his sons, and then he wanted to mention the girls around him
okay.
at the time of his passing, female energy, so that might be their wives.
Yes.
Okay. Because he doesn't want to, he's a very kind man, your husband.
Yes, he is.
Very kind. And I don't know if the 22nd means anything, but I don't know. He's bringing up your wedding anniversary as if it would be a big one this year. And or he just experienced it before he passed. Because there's a big thing that you guys are still married.
That is very correct.
Okay. Now, do you still wear the ring?
Absolutely.
Okay, because there's an honoring of the marriage, and I feel like he's had a big to-do. He's gone, a big to-do, woohoo, for him. He's a very simple man. You guys went out of control when he passed. I feel like pictures, collages, things written in his memory, all this kind of stuff, and he loves it because there's a place of honor around the house with his face, you know? Like, you can walk around and see, oh, my God, there's our wedding picture. Oh, my God, there's me at the wedding with so-and-so. There's, you know, us at the picnic. I just feel like there's an honoring of bringing him around. Now, he's talking about the grandchildren as well, and he wants you to know that they see him.
Oh,
he's
okay.
having a connection with one of the kids. Now, does one of them have his name as a middle name? Does one of the boys have his name as a middle name?
And not the grandchildren.
Okay, well, somebody has his name.
Okay,
but it's a middle name.
Our son does.
Yeah, but it's a middle name.
Correct.
Because he's bringing it down to the child. Because what I'm doing is I'm talking to him, but you don't hear me, obviously. But I'm saying, okay, you could say that you're around the kids. Prove it. Tell me that you're around your children.
Okay.
Tell me you're around. Give me something there's no way I would know. And he says, well, you know, one of them has my middle name, but it's not the first name, it's the middle name.
That's correct.
So, you know, that's what he's trying to say. Now, I don't know if the youngest of your boys is the emotional one.
That's correct.
But he, and the older one holds things in, but he's kind of given me that you got to let them go through missing him and dealing with their grief differently. But know, you need to know that they are both going through it the same. They're going to express it differently. Do you understand? Because you are thinking, wow, this one's having a harder time than that one. They both are.
That's correct. That is very, very on.
Yeah. And he's given me red roses for you.
Aww.
And I don't know if you notice the blue jays or the birds around your house, but he sends them.
Oh, yes, I do.
Yep. Do you ever get a hit that it's from your husband?
Do I ever get a what?
Do you ever get a feeling that it's from your husband or from your mother?
Oh, yes, I do.
Okay, because
I can
collected.
Feel them all the time.
Yeah, but right after somebody passed, it escalates a little bit, and you start kind of picking up that. I just want to say that your mom and dad, God love them, are so opposite.
That is very correct.
But, you know, this is definitely an example of opposites attract.
I'm surprised they're even coming through together.
I just was going to say that they want to say, like, I know you're shocked that they're together. But
now tell them don't.
But Merry Christmas, because that's your present.
and don't cheat at Pinochle either.
No, very good.
Okay, Molly.
All right. Well, God bless you, and know that I don't know if you have a sister that's passed, but there's a female coming into your side. So I don't know if it's friend or sister, but they're all here to let you know that they love you.
Well, thank you.
Okay, stop worrying about your health. You'll be fine.
Okay.
Okay, you're good. You're going to be here for a while.
Uh-oh.
That's either good news or bad news.
To me, that's bad news, but I guess it's good news if I have something to do. So.
Right, right.
Hey, thank
okay,
you
and
very
keep,
much.
Keep doing the spiritual stuff. I don't know if you're volunteering, but there's a feeling of helping others and continue to do that. Okay?
Oh, there you
okay.
go, Molly.
Thank you.
God bless, Mol.
Same here. Bye-bye.
Bye, honey. That was a wonderful, wonderful reading. That's exactly, you know, that was the intention of this show, you know, is to, you know, make somebody kind of feel, you know, connected. And that was beautiful reading.
Mm-hmm.
I loved it. Loved it.
Oh, thank you.
Well,
I loved it as well.
Okay, everybody. So the lines are open, so you're more than welcome to call. We very much welcome your calls. We'd love to hear from you. Again, the numbers, USA 877-876-5227, Canada, toll-free 888-815-9756, and you can call direct at 530-876-3222. I have been monitoring my email. I've gotten a couple of emails from people. I don't know if it has to do with the ice storm or whatever, but I guess some people are not able to connect to BBS, so I don't know what that means, but I think we got a caller. Do we have a caller?
Great. Yes.
Who's calling, please?
My name is Jeanette.
Hi, Jeanette. How are you?
I'm from Canada, from Halifax, Nova Scotia.
Well, welcome to the show, dear.
Thank you.
And
how are you this evening?
We are well, thank you.
Good.
You have a question, or you? I'm going to ask Teresa. Are you picking up something?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, yes. Do your thing, girl. Now, try to keep it down, maybe short, so we can get a few more in, okay?
Okay. Okay.
All right.
Did you have a question first, Janet? Because I do feel
no,
a brother figure.
Well, I just would like to see if you could pick something up for me, please.
Okay. I do feel a brother. Do you have a brother who's passed?
I have two brothers, yes.
Yep, yep. There's brother energy coming in for you. And I'm going to tell you that one is a practical joker, or one is likes to kind of tease you or run around you. I don't know if that's the second born or not, because they're bringing up second born. Was one actually younger than you?
No, actually they're both
you?
Older.
Okay. Well, one acts very childlike.
Yes.
So one is very reserved and very analytical, the mind, you know.
Yes.
And then the other one is just a silly kid, a silly guy. So
yes.
I don't know if one died in their 50s, but I hear died too soon. Died
yes.
too soon.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
And the other one, I believe, lived a long life in his way.
Yes.
Maybe in his 70s, maybe 72 or something like that. But there's a feeling of not knowing that he was going to pass. Did they find him passed? Did he pass in his sleep?
No, not in the, I think
like
they
an older one. I feel like, is he firstborn?
Yes, he is.
You understand that? He's the
yes.
one kind of screaming through to push out the silly one. He's the one coming through saying, like, something just literally came up and bit him and you know where, and he found out he was severely ill and didn't last that long. I'm going to
yes.
even maybe say a couple months at the most. And I feel like he literally was in a sleep mode.
Yes.
Okay? So he was either in a coma or in some kind of where he checked out. Do you understand?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes, yes, he said yes.
Oh, okay, I didn't hear that.
Okay.
Okay, so this is his way of letting you know that he's okay with when he passed and how he passed and everything. Now, I don't know if he had daughters or he's bringing up your girls, but he's bringing up the girls and some kind of a daughter figure and that he's watching over. Now, does an A mean anything like Anna?
No.
Anne?
I don't have a name, Anna.
Okay, well, there's an Anne coming through all the way over on your mother's side.
Oh, she had
okay.
a sister, Aunt Annie.
Mm-hmm. Annie. Didn't I say Annie? I was like Anna, Annie.
Yes.
Not to correct you, but to give me 2 points, okay?
Yes.
I get a
yes.
biscuit. Okay. You know, there's a woman, for some reason, just pushing through on your mother's side, just kind of just entered the energy. And I think she's here actually to assist others. But, so we have to keep these readings quick, and you've got, like, the bus pulling up, Janet. I just wanted you to know that the one who was oldest who crossed, he's at peace with his crossing, okay?
Good.
He really, really didn't want to go, but
yes.
he had to. So he's dealt with that. This is all good and good, okay? The other one I feel like is having way too much fun, your other brother,
yes.
being earthbound. And what that means is he's crossed over into the light, did his life preview, met everybody, had the free no-calorie buffet, met Elvis, you know, had his fun, and then came back here, and he just loves running around and playing with everybody. And I feel
good.
Like he, was he artistic at all?
Yes.
The silly one?
Yes.
Okay? So this is his way of saying, oh, he's a lover. He's very affectionate.
Yes.
And he wants you to know that you guys were literally like best friends. And
well,
he wants you to know that he gives you kisses and he just loves, like if you have a birthday party, he's probably the one sticking his finger in the cake.
Yes.
Okay. Now, did he die in his 40s and 50s? Is he the one that went kind of young?
He died at the age of 31.
Yes. Okay. Because he's saying middle-aged, he's saying went too young.
Yes.
You know? And I keep asking, well, were you a kid, like 20? He said no. So
no.
I just figured, you know, some in there. So that's definitely him. And I feel like this Annie is bringing in your mother energy and your grandmother. But there's
yes.
a feeling of you may not pick up as much, so they're kind of joining their energy together. Were you unbelievably close to your grandmother on your mom's side?
Well,
there's
actually,
a strong affection there.
Did
she live with
know,
you?
I didn't know my grandmother. No, she was not living when I was born.
Okay. Do you know if, did your mom wind up living with you later in life?
No.
No? Okay.
No.
Well, there's a feeling of being in under the same roof, being nearby, being able to be very active in your life. And I'm getting such a hunger, a love. Oh, my God. Just pushing through. Unless
yes.
this is your mom just bursting open for
yes.
me. Is there a June connection to either one of them?
A June connection?
Yes, either their passing or their birth.
No.
Well, remember I said that because there's a June connection.
June.
I almost want to say the 8th.
I have a son born on June the 8th.
Who's here?
Who's on the earth.
Alive.
He's alive, yes.
Yes. Wow, that's your mother just wanting to, oh God. She's just wanting to bring up your children then.
Yes.
Okay. Now, this grandmother, I want to describe this, and I have to do this even though I know we're going a little over right now. When people come in adoring us, and they didn't even really connect with us on the earth plane, or they didn't really have a long-term connection to really validate that connection that they're giving me, that love, I want you to know that when they cross over, like look at your grandmother. When she crossed over, she was still your mother's mother. So
yes.
what is one of the parts, the jobs that she's going to want to assist at is guiding her daughter still, being a part of her life and still being able to love her and hang around her. In
yes.
that, she gets to know you. And you must have done something right, honey, because, Janet, this woman adores you. Adores
oh.
you. And I feel her in your house. In
wow.
your house.
Yes.
yes. And I don't get her working, but I get that she had a gift. She
yes.
had a talent. I don't know if it's seamstress or something, but she had something extra special.
Yes.
Okay.
Wonderful.
Do you know what that was?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I do know that they were very good cooks.
Right, right.
And
very domestic. Never worked outside the house, but extremely well known.
Yes.
You know, to the family for certain, home stuff, you know. And
yes.
I just feel like they all came in to assist your mother to actually let you know that your mother is happy and okay.
Thank you.
All right. Now,
thank
is there a bell, real quick, is there a bell collection or something to do with bells? Or do you
oh,
ever...
that was my sister, Mary.
Okay,
she had
a bell collection?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Well, she must be with them.
Yes, my sister, Mary, had a
bell. Because we're ending and I hear, oh, my God, I'm here, bring up the bell collection.
Yeah, she was like a mother to me, actually.
Yeah, well, they're all, like, think of a big glob of little orbs just warping together in such a big vibrational pull of love coming through for you. They're all kind of teaming up for this big, you know, hello. And don't think your dad didn't show up or anybody else that you love. They're all here. They're all kind of collectively giving you a kiss and a hug. And saying, I don't know if it's your dad or your mom, but somebody really loved Christmas. The lights, the decorations. Was that your father?
Yes.
Okay,
we all loved
getting,
it.
Like, it's dad. You know,
yes.
I would tend to want to say mom, but he goes, oh, no, it's me. I love to string the lights and do
yep.
all that stuff, the caroling and all that stuff.
Yes, we loved it.
Yes.
Wonderful.
All right.
Yes.
Well, God bless you, Janet.
Thank you, and
a
God bless
love.
You. Thank you. It was so lovely speaking to you, and have a wonderful, magical
kiss Canada
holiday.
For me, will you?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. All
thank
right.
you for calling. We appreciate it. Okay. All righty. Okay. Now, before anybody else calls in, I'm going to tell you that we've got, like, maybe, just maybe, like, 8 minutes left of the show. So,
really?
First off, let me go. I mean, this show went too fast. We need you on for 2 hours, but anyhow.
Okay.
Listen. Yeah, okay, I'll be back. Okay. You come back. We'll make a deal. You come back. But
okay.
What I want to do is, I please give everyone your website, because I got to tell you, you're giving long readings here, and I actually kind of was
it
checking my email.
It doesn't even feel that way, Allison. I have to apologize.
No, sweetie.
I go into another space,
I know you
feel
do,
like it's like 5 minutes.
And that's
minutes.
Okay, because you're doing such wonderful readings. But give everyone your website, okay? So
they
know how to contact you, for heaven's sake. Let's do that now.
Okay. Well, it's TeresaRoba.com.
TeresaRoba.com.
Mm-hmm.
It's R-O-B-A.
Yes, it's T-H-E-R-E-S-A. And then the last name is R-O-B as in boy, A, Roba. So it's www.teresaroba.com.
Okay,
and, if you want the phone number, I'll do it right now in case anybody
no,
wants
No, because
it.
We don't want them calling you while you're on the show, okay?
Oh, okay.
We'll do it at the end. You
okay.
Can
and
but they can
get
your phone number.
Can I just say
number.
Two things
your
real
phone.
Quick?
Huh?
Can I just say two things real quick?
I have something to say here real quick.
Okay,
okay, sweetie,
okay.
Hold those thoughts. Let me just tell
I
you.
I will. No, it's okay.
I want these people to know about checking out New Century TV, okay?
That's exactly what I was going
well,
to
Well, I know. So, you know, I can actually
so
do my job, okay? And this show is called In the Afterlife, which Teresa Roba is on every Wednesday at 8:30 on New Century TV. And you can literally watch her to back-to-back readings. You can email her questions. You even do phone readings. And where you would check this information out, certainly you can get that from Teresa's website, but you can also go to www.newcenturytv.com, the spirituality channel. Susan Duvall, in all of her brilliance, she's the producer of the New Century TV spirituality channel, and y'all got to check that out, because you know what, Teresa, I watched you this week. I watched you do the readings. It was wonderful.
Oh, thank you.
Well,
actually,
you're
I wasn't
welcome,
feeling good this week. I don't know if that showed through, but I almost canceled the show. I just wasn't feeling good.
Well, my God, if that was you
virus.
Not feeling well, I'd hate to see you. Well, if you think, that would explain your energy tonight, because I got to tell you, you had a lot of energy that night, and I thought, wow. So that's really a fascinating, fabulous thing to watch you, like
oh,
on TV,
you.
In person, doing the readings. It's fabulous, people, so check that out.
Yes.
Again, her website is www.teresaroba.com, and you can get all that information there. And you've got some workshops coming up in Pennsylvania.
Right. Yeah, I do angel workshops.
Mm-hmm.
I do how to manifest the life you truly want. And I also love to take people to the shrines to raise money for the shrines in my area.
Mm-hmm.
And I also have in May and September every year, this year will be our sixth year, that we're doing our shore retreats, where I get a two cooks, a masseuse, a card reader, a reading from me, and we do a spiritual workshop. And it's a house right on the beach, or right off the beach at the Jersey Shore.
That sounds great.
And yeah, it's just a fun thing. It's a great concept.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe the water is a healing thing.
Absolutely.
I wanted to mention real quick, while that's why it's out of the way, is I wanted to recommend Doreen Virtue's angel cards.
Mm-hmm.
I tell people a lot about them because when you have experiences and you want to grow and you're reading books and you're watching shows like listening to yours on the radio and stuff, it's a great tool to have. It's around $15. Christmas is coming up. Her name is Doreen, D-O-R, what?
Well, I don't know if there's anyone that doesn't know about Doreen Virtue.
Oh, okay, good. Well, she has these great angel cards. They're archangels. Yeah. Saints and angels, messages from your angels.
Yeah, they are.
And
wonderful.
I feel like it really does connect. It just—it's unbelievable the serendipity of the cards you get.
Uh-huh.
You know. And I also wanted to say about in the afterlife, if you say you missed the show, you really wanted to see it 8:30 to 9:30 every Wednesday. Mm-hmm. They actually tape them.
Yeah.
So you can go on the website and just do that www.newcenturytv.com /afterlife. And you'll go right to the screen of the show, and you click on week one, week two. We're all the way up to week eight.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So you don't miss a thing.
Don't miss a thing. Well, you know what? We really don't have time to take another caller, okay?
Oh.
So we've only got 2 minutes left. I got a few things I do got to do that's kind of personal here.
Okay.
So give me a second here. First off, everyone that's listening, I wanted to remind you about the Visible by Numbers newsletter. It's absolutely free. Email me at visiblebynumbers@yahoo.com and put the word subscribe in the subject line. And this is a newsletter that's published once a month. It has really great information about numerology. I do your personal monthly numerology forecast.
She's great.
That'll help you to prepare for the month ahead. Also, I give you information about cool websites such as New Century TV, Teresa's website, tell you about books and so much more. And you're also going to get information about the upcoming guests on Visible by Numbers. And I send that out every Monday so you know who's going to be on the show. So that's really cool to get a heads up on that. So, again, email me at visiblebynumbers@yahoo.com, and I'd be happy to include you on our subscribers list. Also, too, just to let everybody know, next week on Visible by Numbers, we do have Michelle Whitedove. She is the winner of America Psychic Challenge, and she'll be on the show next week. So don't miss that one. And the upcoming show that's coming on next is Deb's the Horoscope Lady. I really got to give her a shout-out because she's really a wonderful astrologer, and you just got to listen to that show. And guess what, Teresa? We're out of time.
Okay. Well, it was a pleasure.
What a pleasure.
If they say good things go fast, this was great.
I think it felt like 15 minutes to me.
It did.
But, sweetie,
did.
You'll come back on the show, right?
And I promise I'll be so more disciplined with the time.
That's okay.
I'll ask my guides to help me more.
Well, I knew your energy level was so high. You just got all this really positive, wonderful energy.
It is my
and
spirit,
I know that
though. It's not my body.
I know.
My
and
body,
the love,
though, is tired.
I know when spirit comes through you, especially when you're reading someone, there's so much love there, and you just want to share that. And
yeah.
And I totally understand, and I totally respect that, Teresa. And I'm just trying to rein you in just a little bit so we can get the show done. But you did great. And will you come back?
Oh, definitely.
Okay, everybody, she says she's coming back. So
I would love to read you, whoever's out there listening to my voice. So.
Okay, sweetie. Tell them goodbye, Teresa. And then
All right. God bless everybody and have a blessed, joyful, Merry Christmas. And remember to treasure the ordinary days. God bless.
God bless everybody. And I wish you all abundant blessings. And we'll see you next week. Thanks for joining us. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us this evening. For more information, or if you wish to contact Allison for a reading, please visit www.visiblebynumbers.com or email Allison at alynch@ptd.net. Have a wonderful evening and be well.